Welcome to week two of our Nemaha Central Thunder football locker room chat with head coach Michael Glatzik, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca, Countryside Feeds, and also Haug Seed. And coach, certainly every good thing must come to an end eventually in regards to streaks, and your 26-game winning streak ended in week one last Friday against Marysville at home. Just how is your team reacting to the first loss in almost 3 years?
Yeah, hats off to Marysville. Coach Trimble does a phenomenal job, you know, in a short amount of year span there. I think, as I said, it was year three for Trimble. He's got those kids playing hard. They're running downhill. They're flying around. And hats off to a great senior and junior class over there. Our kids handled it really well. You know, finger pointing, no bickering at each other, just some new faces out there. Obviously, comes new growing pains. I'm really excited to see how this week plays out and see how we do Friday night.
I know it was a frustrating evening for you guys because you outgained Marysville 313 to 189 yards. And certainly you don't want to make excuses, and you want to give the other team credit for what they were able to accomplish. And Marysville had a good game plan and played well. But at the same time, I know it seemed to you when I talked to you the other day that there were some points that were left on the field and some mistakes that you can clean out very easily, and that game could have been a different outcome.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, you know, we go over our key points every week and Friday during pregame, and our number one key point is to dominate and control the line of scrimmage, and we did not do that. Again, hats off to Marysville for being more physical than we were. I would say we kind of got popped in the mouth, but we responded just fine, and I was happy to see the response. And then the second was to limit the turnovers and penalties, and we did not do that. I think we fumbled once through two interceptions, had a bad snap on fourth down. Again, Marysville, hats off to them for making us do that. And then the penalties were, we had a couple, two or three false start penalties that have nothing to do with the defense. And that is just, you know, if you lose a turnover battle penalty about it, it's going to be tough to win.
Offensive line, you lost three guys that are playing college ball this year, and certainly that, I think, was the biggest question mark for many coming into the season. How would your offensive line develop? And certainly it was just week one, but how would you assess how the line played in week one?
For the first week against a very good opponent, I was happy with them. Obviously, we've got some work to do, and they know that. The whole team knows that. I told my coaching staff it's going to take 3, 4, 5 weeks before they gel. Obviously, losing three really good offensive line hurts, and those guys knew that from last year, and I'm hoping they kind of learn from that this week. And Carter, our quarterback Carter Hike, has to be better with those guys explaining you know what to do, because there was definitely some deer in the headlight looks when they shocked us a little bit. But like I said, I'm excited to see how Friday night goes.
Thunder trying to bounce back. Week two coming up this Friday on the road against Silver Lake. We'll talk about that matchup when we return on the Nemaha Central Thunder football locker room chat. Welcome back to the Nemaha Central Thunder football chat. Talking to the head coach in his fourth year, Michael Glatzik. Nemaha Central, the reigning 2A state football champion, back-to-back champs, and coming up their first loss since November of 2021, and trying to bounce back tonight, but it won't be easy. Never easy in this league, certainly. Last week was a non-league game, coach, for you. Now you get Silver Lake on the road. Silver Lake coming away with an exciting Cumberheim victory against Rossville last Friday, 33-26 in overtime. When you look at Silver Lake, what concerns you?
Silver Lake is very athletic. Coach Brigham does a very good job of getting his dudes into space, making people miss tackles. And they are very explosive on the offensive side. You know, they love the big plays. They got two really good receivers and three or four, good receivers, that can make anybody miss. So our defensive backfield has a really good challenge, this week. And offensively, if we don't control the line of scrimmage, then it's going to be another long week. So I'm really harping on the offensive line. Receivers that we have to run, or we have to block up front, and we have to get those 3-4 yards and you know, every play. And then obviously we got to really convert the fourth down and ones, third down and twos to keep moving those sticks.
Oddly enough, this is the first ever regular season game matchup between Nemaha Central and Silver Lake on the gridiron, but the two schools have played in the playoffs three times, and Nemaha Central's won two of those three, and they've all been outstanding battles. You know, the Big East League is going to be tough, as we know, and you have matchups like this against Silver Lake. I would imagine your kids are pretty excited about the opportunity to get right back out there after last week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, when the admin was being, you know, last 2 years about this Big East conference, you know, everybody was joking, holy cow, we got to, you know, every week's going to be a dogfight, and here it is already. You know, we had a non-conference game in Marysville, which is a tough one, and then we go Silver Lake Roswell back-to-back. You know, it's different prepping for a Silver Lake Roswell team in the regular season, like you mentioned before. Usually it's you're just week two of the playoffs, you know, or week two or even sub-state playoffs, however that works out. But, you know, we have to flip the page from last Friday. And if we're not ready, then it could be a really dull fight.
They say that you make the biggest improvement from week one to week two. You alluded to it earlier on the offensive line. It's going to take some time when you got new guys in new places and build some chemistry and camaraderie. What's the number one or number top two things, say, for instance, that you are looking for improvement in tonight in week two, or excuse me, on Friday in week two?
We had 19 negative plays on offense, and that could be from anywhere from a turnover to a penalty to a negative gain to a 0 yard gain. And I told the kids we need that negative play chart below five. You know, I'm totally fine with hitting 2 yards a pop, 3 yards a pop with our offense, with our running back, and with a 210-pound quarterback. You know, if we do that four plays in a row, then that should equal first down. And like I said, like I told you earlier this week, we were 1 of 5 in the on fourth downs, and we were 1 of 4 in the red zone. You know, and that's just like you said, that's leaving points on the board. You know, if you do that against Silver Lake, then it's going to be really tough to win. You know, and like I told the kids, we have to control the clock, we have to control the ball, and we have to control the line of scrimmage for us to have a chance.
Well, Coach, best of luck in bouncing back on Friday on the road at Silver Lake. We'll have that game on 103.9 KNZA. Thanks for the time. Talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it.
That's Michael Glassick, head coach of the Nemaw Central Thunder football team, and our Thunder Locker Room Chats each week brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.